Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I am your host, Larry Elise. Today, on another episode of Murder Monday, we dive into the unsolved murder of Bob Graham. But before we get into the full-on story, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Pundex, for sponsoring this episode. Check them out today at pundex.com, and be sure to use the promo code LARRY21 for 10% off your first purchase. So let's dive right in to the unsolved murder of Bob Crane. Hollywood can have a short-term memory and stardom can be fleeting, but syndication can keep a celebrity's name in lights for a long time to come. However, it isn't always for the right reasons. Not all celebrities want to be remembered for their lives behind closed doors and their brutal murder. Bob Crane originally started his career as a radio host interviewing celebrities such as Marilyn Monroe, before becoming an actor. He was well-liked in the industry and befriended television writer Carl Reiner, who gave him his big break as an actor. It wasn't long before Bob became the star of the sitcom Hogan's Heroes, which was set in a World War II prison or war camp. He quickly became a household name and rose to fame, but his life at home with his wife and children started to fall apart. Bob had married his high school sweetheart, Anne Terzian, and they had three children together, but Bob had a wandering eye. He was known to be obsessed with sex and women, and with his newfound fame, he had access to both, and very few women turning him down. Bob used his status as a famous actor to have multiple affairs and convinced many women to take nude photos of them, which he collected as a trophy. He It wasn't long before his wife Anne began to tire of Bob antics and filed for divorce. It didn't take long for Bob to move on to a new wife as he married his co-star, Sigrid Valdez, with whom he had already been having an affair while on set. The two remained married for another 8 years, but Bob's, let's just say, activities towards sexy women didn't slow down. Bob soon met John Carpenter, a video equipment salesman who shared Bob's sexual obsessions. The two became fast friends and soon started making their own porno films. Again, with Bob's star status, there were more than enough women willing to participate. After 6 years on air, Hogan's Heroes came to an end in 1971. While everyone expected Bob to have a prolific film career, it appears his obsession with sex and making his own low-budget erotica films may have been his downfall in the world of acting. After Hogan's Heroes ended, Bob only managed to make a few guest appearances on other television shows and had a failed attempt at a starring role in a show of his own. He continued guest roles and starred appearing in roles for dinner theaters throughout the country. At the age of 49, Bob was living in the upscale town of Scottsdale, Arizona, in an apartment leased by a nearby Windmill Dinner Theater. Bob had been staying in apartment 132A while he was performing a play for the dinner theater. His friend John Carpenter was staying nearby. On a hot June evening, Bob and John went out to dinner together, and by all accounts seemed to be enjoying themselves and were pleasant with one another. However, witnesses saw the friends arguing at a local nightclub later in the evening before parting ways. And now, let's dive right into the murder. The following afternoon, June 29th, 1978, the police responded to an emergency call made from Bob's apartment. His co-star, Victoria Berry, had plans to meet Bob for lunch to go over their lines. When he didn't show up, she decided to go over to his apartment and made a shocking discovery. Inside the apartment, the police found the battered body of Bob lying in his bed. He had an electrical cord around his neck and two large gashes above his left ear. It was a gory scene with blood soaked into the bedding and splattered all over the walls and ceiling of the room. The police called in the theater manager, Ed Beck, to identify Bob's bludgeoned body, but he was so badly beaten, Beck could only identify him by looking at one side of his body. Beck couldn't identify him from the other angle, as the injuries he had sustained were too severe. The police felt Bob was likely asleep when he was attacked, as he had no defensive wounds on his body. They also felt he knew his assailant and most likely had allowed them into the apartment at some point, as there were no signs of forced entry. Given the circumstances and witness statements from the night before, the police set their sights on Bob's friend, John Carpenter, as a possible suspect. Police verified that the two men had been together the night of Bob's murder, but had little else to go on. When John's rental car was searched, the police did find there was blood on one of the door panels. DNA testing was not available in 1978, and the police were only able to determine the blood matched Bob's blood type, which was the fairly rare type B. However, just the blood itself didn't mean John had killed Bob. The police were unable to find a murder weapon in John's possession, nor were they able to determine a clear motive for why John would want to kill Bob in the first place. Ultimately, the police had to let John go. As Bob's son Robert got older, he started talking about his father's murder and what he knew about his father's lifestyle. Robert claimed it was no secret his father had an obsession with sex, and he would frequently see evidence of Bob's addiction in his dressing room while growing up. Bob's murder may have revealed to the public what he enjoyed doing behind closed doors with the amount of porno found in his apartment and his relationship with John Carpenter. However, Bob's family and friends were well aware of his extracurricular activities. Bob's son, Robert, thinks his relationship with John may have led to his death. Robert has stated that Bob was trying to break free from John's influence and head down a better path for his family and career. He thinks John may have become enraged at the breakup of the friendship and killed Bob. Previously unseen crime photo surfaced, which led investigators to take another look at Bob's case. The photo depicted what appeared to be a piece of brain matter inside of John's car. However, a tissue sample was unable to be located for testing. Nonetheless, a judge ruled the photo as admissible in court and could be used as evidence against the suspect. John Carpenter was soon arrested for Bob's murder. In 1992, John was put on trial for the death of his friend and had to answer for the evidence against him, which wasn't much. By the time John was put on trial, DNA testing had become available, so the district attorney's office had the blood sample found on John's rental car tested. The results came back as inconclusive. What may have been the most valuable evidence against John was unusable. John's defense team suggested Bob may have been murdered by a jilted lover or an angry boyfriend or husband, given how many women he had been involved with over the years. Due to the lack of evidence and reasonable doubt, the jury acquitted John in 1994. John ended up dying 4 years later. Robert Crane is the only member in his immediate family who is willing to discuss Bob's lifestyle of murder. It isn't a topic the rest of the family wants to broach. However, the family has yet to find out who killed Bob, and his children haven't received justice for their father's murder. So, perhaps you might know something. If you do, please don't hesitate to contact the Scottsdale Police Department at 480-312-5000. 480-312-5000. You never know, the smallest detail you might know, you might be able to shine a light on this case and find out who's really responsible and bring the family justice. Well, that's all we have for this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. As always, we'd like to remind you that you can be a part of the show. Send us a voicemail at 682-305-0483. And as always, let us know your thoughts on the topics we covered. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. And you can listen to us on all major podcast platforms, including Good Pods. You can check them out today on Apple and Android devices. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.